Hey, how's it going, y'all? Today, my name is Nyama Xiang. Not just today, but every day for the last few years here. It's an absolute pleasure to be in space with you here, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey. I'm the CEO and founder of CEO of Outliers Edge and the founder of the World of Difference movement, and the reason that I put a smile on my face, I think I'm thinking about joy in general, because I get a chance to spend time with two cool humans right now. And so we have Brock Sonyu and Andrew Weir here with us to be on the World of Difference, let's call it a round table. What we're going to be doing in this conversation here is really allowing the evolution of the different platforms that we are building to take place. So you get a chance to like see us in conversation as we both share what it is that we're working on and then we're working through, while at the same time like building into like what we are, what's coming up next for us, right? So I want to give everyone here a chance to like come into the space and get to know one another. Why don't I do this here? I want to give each of you a chance to like bring yourself into the room. Andrew, let's start off with you. Like, tell us a bit about yourself and the podcast you have and the mission that you're on.
Yeah, so my name is Andrew Weir. I run the podcast T-SARP, and we started about a year ago, October 16th. We're coming up on a year, and our podcast is all about coding and technology. I do it with two other hosts, and we have a lot of fun doing it. We started the podcast really to reach an audience of young coders and programmers that are really into the same things we are, and kind of to share our knowledge and also just to build a community that we can also learn from. And it's been a really fun journey. We normally upload every day, and that's a little hard to do, but we love to do it, so that's why we do it. And it's a lot of fun, and we have a larger audience, or not just in the size, but the scope that we imagined. We reach a lot of teachers now too, educators that teach kind of what we're talking about, which is technology. And it's really cool to hear from them, and we learn a lot from what they do, and we share that on our podcast. And yeah, so we have a lot of fun, and our mission really is just to teach, and really share what we are learning about and our journey.
I just realized, Andrew, that I've been muted, and I don't I like I might have a little bit of mute on me, but like I rarely get all the way in there. And so let's just say that thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure for you to be here, and thank you for saying yes to this year. I also really like that, like I was really struck when you said like we have like a daily podcast, and it's hard to get it done, but we do it. And that really speaks to me, because I'm someone who really likes volume. And I feel like quantity is its own quality. And a lot of times people like try and make you choose one or the other. And I know for myself, it's when I'm passionate about something, when I need to learn about something, when I've picked up something and I'm like, finally, the thing that I needed is here. I can't consume enough, There's, and so I just really like, I acknowledge y'all for playing the game of daily uploads and like putting in, creating what it takes to be able to make that come to life. I might ask a little bit later on about like some of the systems you put in place to allow that to happen, or some of the ways that you get it done. But I really acknowledge you right off the bat for that. Thanks for that. Awesome. Brock, tell us about you, and then we'll continue on from there.
Yeah, my name is Brock Sonyu. I've been working on my podcast is called Light Shines Through You. And that's also, there's other parts to that, including clothing. There's just other elements I can get into later. But it's started out of personal interest. And actually, when I started living alone last year for the first time. And sometimes I just felt like I needed to talk, and so this provided a good opportunity. And but when I started working towards a podcast, I started finding my interests and doing research and finding things that I feel like are helpful to people. And some things that are important to me are community education. And I'm interested in psychology and art too. So I feel like all of these play a role in what I talk about. And it's to me, I think there's just an importance in conversations to have imagination involved and not just talking about simple facts, but allowing there to be space to interpret things in different ways.
I love that. So let's play with that in this conversation, right? Let's be in the practice of allowing there to be ways to interpret things in different ways throughout it. Well, I'm excited here. You, Rock, right before we got started, you asked me a question. I said, oh, you know, it might be a good place for us to start off with when we get into the conversation here. And you asked me, like, when did I get started with my podcast? And I gave you an answer that was like 2015. 2014, I like really was where I really think it started. And it was like me, I will never forget. I have this YouTube video, my first ever podcast conversation. And I was wearing a checkered shirt and I recorded it in my parents' bedroom. I remember that. And like I tried to get like the light. I have like this big ring light now and everything like that, but I was using like a desk lamp, you know, to like just try and get enough lighting. And then afterwards, we had really bad connection. The connection kept coming in and out, and I just kept trying to like tunnel through, and ended up having like 6 hours of like the most intense editing that I've ever had to do for something. It was a moment that I was like, I think I'm done editing. You know, like within 6 months, I had found a brand new way of having conversations. But I like to think about that and like kind of like start off at the beginning here, right? So I'll building off this here. Let's start with you, Andrew. Like, what got you to actually say, let's hit the record button, let's get together and start creating this podcast? Brock, you shared a little bit about like where your journey is. So I'll come to you in a bit with a different question. But Andrew, I'm curious about you. Like, what was the seed that got you started?
Yeah, so it pretty much started because at school, a lot of our friends were into the same stuff we were, and there was already kind of a community around it in our school. And we're like, we should just create a centralized place where we can share all the info about what's going on, about our coding programs and technology programs at our school, so everyone can, know what's happening and stay up to date. And slowly over time, of course, we moved into a more general area, that anyone can enjoy and not just about what's going on at our school. But that's kind of where it started, because we wanted to just share like what was going on, because we would say to some people like, oh, did you hear about this? And they were like, oh, no. So we figured we would create a place where we can share all our knowledge, but also all the stuff that's going on. And so everyone could stay up to date and everyone would know.
Nice. I look at this here and something that's gone through my mind right now is like, it's one thing to get started, right? And it's another thing to keep going. So both of you are in, you've been doing this for over a year now, or just about a year. I'm kind of curious about the moments where it didn't go right. You know, the moments where you ran into some kind of difficulties along the way, or like a big challenge, and what you did to overcome that. So, Brock, I'm curious for you, like as you're thinking about either the podcast itself or like where you're heading with things here, can you share something around like how you navigated things when it didn't really go right?
I think I had a really smooth start, or at least I made things really simple for me. I didn't worry too much about all the equipment and stuff. I just found an app that I could, do some easy editing, and it sent it all out from there. So for a while, it was just like, I feel like, oh, it's a brand new podcast. It's a clean slate. You can talk about anything you know. But then it gets to a point where if like how much can you talk about certain topics, without you can only do so much talking. And I feel like that was like a personal barrier I ran into. Like you can't just like you can't just try to fill the air with nothing, like so I feel like the last few months, I haven't been recording, I haven't been putting anything out, and I think I'm just waiting. I just realized, like, after listening back to some of my original episodes, I enjoyed what I had to say, but it was good advice, but I didn't have it implemented in my own life. And that was the thing I struggled with, was like, how much more can I talk about before actually doing something in my, like helping myself improve? And so I feel like, you're only, like I had to work on myself first, like step away from the podcast and just like live some of my own life. And then, then I can come back on some of the same topics or new interests and be able to like talk about it with a new perspective instead of just exhaust these things. So that's something I'm working on. I recorded one episode for my new season, but I'm still just kind of letting life live itself a little before I talk about it.
You know, there's something in there I really appreciate, where because like there's so much, like it's two things. One, I'll tell you what's happening. So right now you're making me think about the process I did to write my first book, which was and I actually wrote we wrote the whole thing. We had 200 pages of the book ready to go, like, you know, ready to go out and ship and get out to people. And I read it and I was like, you know what? I agree with these. These are my thoughts. However, like before I bring it out into the world, I want to bring in more experience with it. I want to see more. I want to bring in more. I just want to implement this more. And it's been one of the like for me, it's been a really great decision. The part of me is like, oh, just get it out and like have people work with it. But I'm like, there's so much that's already going out. There's the podcast, there's emails. It's like there's a lot going out. Like this one, we can take the time to refine it or to live it out so that when we come in with whatever else is coming in, it's coming in from a place that feels more lived and experienced. And as you were talking, that was what was going on through my mind, where it's like, and I really want to say like I'm excited, I'm happy that like you got the podcast out originally, because like if you didn't, then you wouldn't be able to build off it and say like, okay, great, I know I can do it now
Right.
that I'm doing it. What do I want to get done with it? And I almost feel like that's
Yeah.
the place. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there's I was just talking to someone about this, and one of my I don't know if you've heard of the designer Virgil Abloh, but he's an inspiration in, like, he used to design for Louis Vuitton, but he was also like helped produce music, was a creative director of sorts. And he would say that that perfection doesn't help anything improve. And I was just talking to a friend about it, and I feel like it is good to strive to be good at what you do, but if I only wanted a perfect podcast, I wouldn't have made it by now, because like I still listen to my episodes and like I can cringe at it or find flaws in it, but it's like it's not about making it exactly right. It's like it's the process we're in. And yeah, I like that you pointed that out. I feel like it's all about, it's not about how you show up, it's just the fact that you show up. And yeah, that's what I think.
Andrew, I'm curious for you, like like the podcast itself is coming up on a year, but you've also done daily podcasts, right? So you've had a lot of experience. I'm curious about like some of the things that you've learned about finding your voice, finding the cadence, like finding like what works for you and how through the process of bringing your podcast out to life.
Yeah, so I mean, like you said, we've done a lot of episodes now. I believe we're on our 157th we just released. And we started October 16th, but we didn't do weekends. It was the 5 days a week. And yeah, I mean, we've learned a lot. We've had struggles along the way, but we have a really great support system. Our teachers at school are very very encouraging and always keep us going, always give us feedback and really keep us going. And we've learned a lot over this time, mostly like Brock was saying, that it doesn't need to be perfect, right? Because you can mess up here and there, but people still understand what you're trying to say and see your vision. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we've changed over time a lot. Like, if you listen to every episode, which is very hard to do since there's 157 of them, but like, we know the phases we've gone through, and you can definitely hear them over time. Like, in the beginning, it was really just free, and whatever we wanted to say, like, oh, I thought of this, and oh, I thought of that. And then it got to a time where we're like, no, it has to be perfect. And then we slowly tried to get away from like focusing on everything as perfect, and that you can mess up here and you can mess up there. And it's definitely been a fun journey. And I feel like we've had a lot of encouragement, which is really good, because, it's hard to do it all by yourself. But since we have three hosts, we're always keeping each other, working towards it. And yeah, so I would say the main thing we've learned is that you can have mess ups, and it doesn't need to be exactly perfect.
That's so cool, because I think about this a lot. One, I actually really like what you said. Like, it's like, we have 157 of these. Like, very few people are going to listen to all of them, and there's something in there that like reminded me. It's like, yeah, like, not everyone is going to listen to everything, and people are going to find the ones that work for them. But all along the way, if I'm hearing you, Andrew, like, you're learning, you're refining, you're figuring out more of your voice at a time, and things change, but people still get the chance to benefit from that as it goes along. And most people will never ever hear what was, the original ones, but they needed to exist in order to get to where you're going next.
Yeah. One thing that was interesting along our journey, the first interview podcast we ever did, because we never really interviewed anyone. And then we thought about it. We were like, oh, that would make a really cool episode. So the first person we interviewed was like, yeah, I just listened to your first episode. And like, you guys have learned so much and gotten so much better at this over time. And like, it's really crazy that in this, short but long, it was a shorter period of time, because that was a while ago, but it was like, you've learned so much and you've grown so much over this time. And, that made me go back and listen to the first one. And we're like, yeah, I mean, we've really changed, and it's really grown over. And I don't even know how long that was. That was probably like a much earlier episode, maybe around the 50th. And now we're on 157. But like, it's true. Like, you definitely learn and refine as you go along.
Now, there's some part, Brock, do you have anything you want to add or to this?
Yeah, I think that's like what I experienced. That's like one thing that makes me feel a little more at ease when I'm making them, is like they're still I feel like I'm like, what I'm talking about in my podcast now is helping me in this phase of my life. But while I'm still like in the search for what I feel like my purpose is, maybe, I mean, like, I think this is a part of it, but like, until like part of that refinement is helping you find what you do and don't, like what you are trying to do with this, what you're not trying to do. And I don't know, it's cool to look back. And I think it's like, I feel like a lot of the things we're talking about are just like applicable to us as people, not even with the podcast. Like, getting, I feel like some days I'm so frustrated at myself. I'm like, bad habits or certain things. But then I look back at, like 3 years ago, and I'm like, I've grown so much. And it's just like cool that when you apply yourself to something and just like give yourself the opportunity to get better at it, then like you're just setting yourself up for success down the line.
Yeah, I as y'all are talking, it's making me think about something that I tell myself often with this stuff, which is like the best is yet to come, you know? And it's fun because like other people might look at it and they're like, wow, like you have 157 episodes, or wow, you started out last year, and so on and so forth. And like it's cool to be able to be like, yeah, and we're still figuring it out, you know? Brock, if you don't mind, there was an idea that came to mind when you were talking. Do you mind if I share it around with you? Like, if I'm hearing you, like the way that your podcast at least initially started was just like from you, like being like, hey, I want to do this for me. I have something I need to go and share out right now. And I want to just get that this out. What I'm hearing right now is like, you're like looking for like, where's the next iteration? What's the next purpose of this year? Like, what if you just stayed on for right now, keep like staying with the ethos of like, all right, now this next season is me and the exploration of what this season, what the third season should be. Because like, because it just it feels like it's like it was cool when you said like it's like it was like at a point of time, you know. And there may be a time where the podcast goes in a different direction, but just to put that out there, like and reflect that back, where it's like if that works for you and you're still feeling like you're in the game, like maybe there's a this fun there's something you can play with on that.
Can I yeah, I feel
Please.
like that's I don't know, that like that was great, because I think that one way I try not to, like, this podcast is just one thing I do. I feel like before that I've always just made art, and I just always make stuff of some kind. And but now that I did this, like, my first season, I feel like, was about the importance of community and self-improvement and stuff. But now, like the last week, I was interested, because I'm currently studying a major. It's a mix of art, psychology, and communication, and I feel like it's just exactly what it lines up well. And I've been I was like, I don't need to wait to take a psychology class to, have some kind of experiment. So, instead of talking about my art or talking about my ideas, I am interested in doing some like research and small experiments with people. And I could talk more about it specifically in a bit, but I just think, like, you put that into good terms for me. Like, this can be like a season of research, and then next it's like, creating something out of it.
Yeah, like I just feel like we're all in the stage of like the best is yet to come. Like and to, like there's something that you're gonna gain from like being able to there's something that you don't even know you'll use like years later, you know. That's like that's part of the thing that I enjoy where when I think about this. And you know, Andrew, as you were talking and you're saying like even on episode 50 people were saying, wow, you've come in so like gone so far in such a short period of time. What gets me is that had you had a once a week podcast, you know, it may have taken seven it would have taken what, five times as long to get to that point, because it just wouldn't have been the iterations, there wouldn't have been the experiences in there, you know. I think about this now where it's just like the more that like you all are in a new format of me like choosing to bring out the podcast. I've done one-on-one coaching in the podcast. I've done one solo episodes. I've done solo long form, solo like clip form, you know, interview based, group coaching, interview followed by coaching, you know, coaching with a little bit of interviews. And now I'm like in the place of like, well, let's do now we're doing like group like conversations. I think of it more of a round table than an interview. But each time I do it, there's something else from a previous iteration that like is that still comes to life. And it's part of why I love being able to find like the volume of it, because I'm like it's still the exploration and experience of it. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, oh, turns out I want to have a lot of these different kinds of conversations with a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. And I'm starting to explore like things like what would it be like to create a network of podcasts? What would it be like to have more than one podcast going on at the same time? And like, how would that actually go and evolve? I promise you, that was not that was not what was going on when I started out in my parents' like room out there, right? It's been cool to see how things keep evolving. You know, on the topic of evolving, Andrew, like you had talked about, like, you know, you had created your podcast with a certain audience in mind, and then it's been evolving as, like, you've been getting more teachers to be involved, to like say, like, hey, we're listening to this, we're sharing this out here. Tell me a little bit about that evolution for you and how, like, and how that's been playing out for you.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely changed over time, never what we would have expected. And like you said before, it's different doing it daily instead of weekly, because we, over summer, we've been doing them weekly. And one thing we look back on and we're excited to go back to doing them daily is because even if you have an episode one day that you're like, yeah, that wasn't my best, and you're like, that wasn't so great, you can go back the next day and make another great episode to try to, you know, you're like, I can fix this. I know what I want to improve on for the next episode. And we've really been doing that. And that's why we've been evolving as we have, because we kept going back and making them better and better, and that kept bringing in more people, and then they were sharing it, and, you know, our teachers from school were like, this is really cool, and they were sharing it with their teacher friends, and then they listened to it and they shared it with their students, and we've really been growing because of word of mouth, really, and people were like, this is really cool, and just kept sharing it, and now we have a bigger audience definitely than where we started with, and it's really cool to see, like, who we're reaching and who's listening. And this has been a crazy journey that we've been on, and I'm excited to see where the next year takes us, because this past year has been like, we've grown so much. How much can we grow next year, and who can we reach, and who can we talk to, and what can we learn?
I was wondering, Andrew, if, like, how, like, what do you choose, like, a topic and cover it in multiple episodes, or how long are your episodes? You know, I'm just like, I wonder how, I feel like, at least for what I talk about, it'd be hard for me to, like, get something out every day. I'm just, like, curious what that's like.
Yeah, so we actually, what we do, because like you said, it's very hard to pick a new topic every day and be able to talk about that. And we experienced that for a little bit when we kind of changed formats up. But what really works for us is talking about small little things, like a lot of little things. So we try to talk about three different smaller topics. And what helps us is, since we have three different hosts, we can get three different views on those things in each episode. And so our episodes they're shorter, you know, they're not very long form. We recently released an episode that was like 22 minutes long, and that's really as long as we normally get. They're a lot shorter. They're like 15 minutes. But, you know, since we do them daily, right, you can combine all those and they become longer if you want to listen to them in batches. So it's definitely, like you were saying, hard to do one long episode on one topic. And we were doing that probably around, I don't know, episode 40 to like 60. We were trying that, and we were just like, okay, what are we talking about today? Okay, we're talking about this. And we tried to stretch it, and we realized that it's better to just, even if you can't come up with a huge topic, maybe it's just one small thing, it's better to talk about that small thing for less time. Because even if you try to stretch it out, all you're doing is, you know, creating a longer episode, and people rather listen to that one topic in a shorter amount of time. So I don't really think it matters the length of the episodes, because since we've varied so much. And I think, you know, just think or say what you're thinking, and just send it out. Doesn't really, like, I try to not think about how long it is, and because people are still getting the same exact information no matter how long the episode is.
Mm-hmm. What was your insight from that, Brock? Like, what's flowing through from you? What feels different as a result of hearing that? Thank you so much, Andrew, on that.
I think it's, like, I like the part where you just said to talk about small topics, because I feel like when I first started, I would pick really big topics, and still, like, I have I only have about 25 episodes, but I feel like they're just really concentrated with like big ideas and stuff like that. I just feel like it takes a lot of time to like come up with something like that. But I think it's like also important. I've been liking the word aspects lately, like different aspects of things. Like there's so many aspects of something existing, like, or just like a concept or of a person. And so I just think like what came to mind for me is just like how to break up something into these smaller topics and like then going into depth about those. 'Cause I feel like, anyone can just like have a basic or like an idea that first comes to mind, but in a podcast it'd be cool to like just break things down into more depth. And I don't know, I think I'll try, like that's something I'm interested in trying.
Well, y'all, I appreciate the way that this conversation's gone. I think it's awesome to get in here and and to see how each of us have been building out and growing from here. You really got me in this place of iteration as well, where I looked at it and it's like, oh, the best is yet to come. Even what we're doing here, by the 50th one of this, someone's gonna come back and say, wow, the way you do this, you know? Thank you both for your insights today. Thank you for sharing your experiences and the things that are on your mind. If there's I'd like to give people a chance to be able to continue down in your world. So if you can, why don't we leave with this here? If you have one message that you'd like to give to anyone who's listening to this right now, what would that message be? And then how would someone be able to find you? Why don't we go with you, Brock, first, and then we'll end with you, Andrew.
Everything is here, and I think that's important. It's I think there's just like a lot of different ways to interpret that, but the first that comes to mind for me now is just that you have lots of opportunities at your disposal in the present, whether it's to do something or just to, you have the power to make a change in your life right now for the better. And I think that's cool. And you can find me on Instagram, Brock Sonju, or last name is Sonju. Or my podcast is Light underscore Shines underscore Through underscore You. Yeah. And that's also on Spotify.
Thank you very much, Brock. I appreciate you being here.
Thank
Andrew,
you.
how about you?
I would say, just start, whether that's a podcast or anything. I'll give an example with podcasting because that's what we're talking about. But like, if we didn't start when we did, we would just be like, no, it's got to be perfect. We have to have the perfect equipment. We need the perfect topic. Doesn't matter because, like we've been talking about this whole time, when you start, you learn so much from that first episode, something that you couldn't predict by just thinking ahead, right? So you'll learn that, hey, maybe I should work on this, or maybe we should talk about that. And like we were saying, by episode 50, you're going to learn so much that you could never learn before. And that you should just start doing your podcast, even if you have one listener, right? Or anyone, just share it with people that you think would like it, something in your field, right? Whether you're talking about technology or food or whatever, you can share it with people that you know that like that. And as long as you just start, you'll gain an audience over time. I mean, over 157 episodes, we've slowly gained more and more people that we couldn't have expected, and especially a much bigger audience than if we had just sat there and been like, no, the time's not right. We don't have the right equipment. So whatever you're thinking about doing, just start doing it and you'll learn over time.
Fantastic, Andrew. And if anyone wants to continue down the journey, find your podcast and such, what's the best way for them to do it?
Yeah, so we're on a bunch of platforms. You can find us on Spotify. TSARP is the name.
And that's
And
TSARP, correct?
yeah, TSARP. You can search us on Google, we'll come up. We're also on Twitter at The Coding Kid. And yeah, you can find us there.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate both of you. Thank you so much for spending your time here. I'm glad y'all got started. I'm glad y'all are continuing to iterate. It's been really helpful for me to step back into and remember, like, volume is its own quality, you know, quantity is its own quality. And to like, I'll also be honest with you, if I'm being really honest, it just allows like any one episode to like not have to be like the end all be all. And instead we get, like Andrew, you brought this up earlier, we get another shot at it. We get a chance to be able to improve and we get a chance to learn. And one of the things I'm on this planet to do is to learn. So I'm grateful for you all. Thanks for this conversation. Keep up with what you're doing.
Yeah. And thank you for the opportunity. I know it was random, but it was just cool. And it was a simple conversation, but it was nice to talk to both of you. And I don't know, it's just another positive thing.
That's it. It might look random, but I have a feeling that we were all supposed to be in this conversation today for a certain reason. So let's keep playing the game. Let's.